All right, it is a Tuesday Dial-A-Doc program here today. And what do? We head to FHN and the Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer and Chief Nursing Officer, Catherine Martinez, is back with us again today. Catherine, good morning. Hello to you.
Good morning. How are you today?
Great. Thanks for joining me. Always great to talk to you. And, of course, the hot topic is COVID-19 and the COVID-19 vaccinations at FHN. I guess the very first question is how do folks sign up for the COVID-19 vaccinations through FHN?
There's a few ways that individuals can sign up for the vaccination list. The first way is truly through our FHN website at www.fhn.org. There's a large banner that screens across, and if an individual hits that banner, they're able to be directed directly to the site. The other opportunity we have for those who may not have access to a computer or maybe aren't as tech-friendly is we do have individuals answering our phones at 815-599-6412. And individuals can also call the hospital operator and that they will be directed. Generally, those phones are answered from 8 in the morning till 5 p.m., and the individuals that are answering the phone are able to walk through the whole vaccination sign-up process with the individual calling.
All right. Okay, so you're making it easy, not just for tech people. I know that had been a criticism of in other parts of the country, but that's great news from FHN. What about signing up maybe not through FHN, maybe somebody else or somewhere else in the Freeport area? Any thoughts on that?
Sure. We really want our population to be vaccinated. That's the most important factor. So we know that Walgreens is offering vaccinations. I believe CVS is attempting to get some vaccinations as well. Some of the important factors to remember, though, is wherever you receive your first dose is where your second dose has to be administered. And this is because of the way that the vaccines are allocated or given to each of the different public health entities. So if you've received your first vaccine at FHN, we want you to receive your second vaccine here, too, because we're the company that will have that vaccine waiting for you. So we get that question a lot about, you know, I received my first vaccine in Chicago. Can I get my second vaccine at FHN? And unfortunately, we can't do that.
All right. And what about people if they have already signed up in another pharmacy somewhere else? Is it okay for them to sign up on your FHN website?
Yes, we really would. You know, we want to encourage people to sign up on as many websites as they can or different lists to be able to get the vaccine as quickly as possible. If you do receive your vaccine and you are on the FHN list, if you get it at Walgreens, et cetera, we do appreciate a quick phone call just to mention that to us so that we can take you off the list and put someone else in the spot.
What about waiting list? Is there a waiting list?
There is a waiting list. So what we ended up doing is combining the waiting list that was from the Senior Resource Center, the Stevenson County Health Department, and the FHN list. Originally, that list was over 9,000 individuals that were 65 and older. So as you can imagine, only getting, you know, 300 or to up to 500 vaccines a week, it's taken us a while to get through that list. We are working very closely with the Stevenson County Health Department to make sure that every vaccine that we receive from the state has been administered. And, you know, we're happy to have that list down quite a bit, but now all other different age groups can sign up as well, so it's starting to populate again.
So you're talking about how long is the list right now, general terms?
In that 65 and older group, we have about 3,500 people that are still on that list.
All right, and now it's going to open up even more. So but I guess we're talking, by the way, to Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer and Chief Nursing Officer Catherine Martinez at FHN on the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. You're also emphasizing that if you have gotten on somebody else's list and actually gotten your first vaccine, you would like them to call you to get off this waiting list with you, right?
Correct. That's one of the ways that we can, you know, prioritize the individuals. We are sticking currently to that 65 and older population right now just because that was that first priority. So we're really trying to get those individuals vaccinated as well as those with comorbidities. You know, again, really our limitation is the amount of vaccine that comes from the state. And, you know, we are committed, again, to administer every vaccine that we get every week. But it's unfortunately taken us a little bit longer due to the amount of vaccine that we receive.
And Catherine, is there anybody, any place where someone could see, you know, where are they on the list, or how long is it going to take me to wait my turn, that type of thing?
Unfortunately, there's not at this moment. The list, again, gets it's varied on a day-to-day basis because of people receiving their vaccines elsewhere. Some individuals have changed their mind on receiving the vaccine, so they take themselves off the list. We just ask that everybody be patient. We have names on lists, and again, we're working as hard as we can to get to you.
And in terms of the vaccines that you receive, is it ramping up? And about how many vaccines are you able to get on a weekly basis?
We've been administering about 500 vaccines for the last 2 weeks in a week's worth of time. We're operating out of the old Northern Illinois Physical Therapy Building on Hance Drive. We're administering Monday through Friday. We've also done some pop-up clinics, at some various at the one of the churches in town, as well as some of the external areas outside of Freeport in different counties. Our vaccines, we get anywhere from 0 to 500, and that's what makes this very tricky, is, you know, every week it's really dependent on the allocations that come forward. We are starting to find some more consistency with the state in giving us at least 300 vaccines, but again, that it's a week-to-week basis, unfortunately.
All right, and do they give you any signal in terms of whether they're going to increase that allocation at all? And it sounds as if the companies that are out there are producing, and are you using only the Pfizer vaccine right now?
No, so we've only received Pfizer for two of our shipments, and the majority of our vaccines right now have been Moderna. So Moderna is the vaccine that you receive your second dose in 28 days. And that's a little bit confusing, too, as well for people, because the Pfizer revaccination is in 21 days. And, you know, once we receive the Johnson & Johnson, that will be a one-shot only. So,
All right. Is there anything else, Catherine, that people should remember or think about regarding this COVID-19 and all the vaccinations now with FHN?
Well, I think, you know, the largest thing is just to remember that even though people are getting vaccinated, we still need to be cautious, still continue to please wear your mask and socially distance and wash your hands. You know, we still have a lot of unanswered questions regarding COVID-19, and we definitely don't want to see our numbers rise in Stevenson County or in Illinois, because we want to keep our patients and our community members safe.
And I think generally around here, my sense is that patients are pretty patient about this. They understand they have to wait in line. Are you finding that as well?
We are. And we really, appreciate that patience. It's very difficult to be a healthcare organization with your hands tied, as well as, you know, we've really had to really increase our collaboration with the health department, because the health department is truly the owner, so to say, of the vaccines, and especially of a pandemic. You know, that our collaboration with the health department's never been at a more critical stage.
Catherine, if folks want to find out more information on the COVID-19 vaccinations that are happening at FHN, how can they do that?
We'd like them to go to our website again at www.fhn.org.
All right, Catherine, great information. Great to talk to you again. We'll talk again soon, all right?
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Catherine Martinez, Executive Vice President, Chief Operating Officer, and Chief Nursing Officer at FHN on the FHN Dial the Doc program. And the other thing is you can call FHN if you would like regarding COVID-19 and vaccinations. And you can call the direct line is 815-599-6412. 815-599-6412. Or you can just call the general number and ask the operator. They will transfer you to the vaccination hotline. That's FHN, the Dial the Doc program here this morning. The preceding brought to you today by FHN.